94. It's Heidi and Frank on 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. About 6 minutes away from my last four-pack today for Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights tickets. So listen for your cue to call. Like I said, in 6 minutes. But Johnny mentioned during his observations that he saw some property in Palm Springs hotel that had a sex maze. Mm-hmm. Basically, this hotel is for, you know, big sex parties, I guess, yeah, where swingers would probably rent out the whole freaking place, and that's what you want to own someday. Great. Everyone's got to have goals.
But, a dream.
But as far as your own home, and like, what is a feature that is maybe different that would be a, like, hey, sellable? I saw that, like, maybe be a fireman's pole or something silly. Mm, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Is there something about your home that is a feature? Maybe you put it in, or maybe you bought your house because it had that feature. Was it, I know a guy, he had a home theater behind a bookcase.
Oh!
So he would open it up, and it was like the velvet, you know, like old-timey theater, you know. It wasn't really huge, but it was like, you know, three rows, maybe six seats. But
I love that.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it was like, he invited me over to watch something, and I was walking over, like, where's the TV in this room? Is it for everybody who goes to his house? Mm-hmm. Well, where are we going to watch it? Right here.
Oh, slides the bookcase. Oh,
it opened up like a big door. It had actual books in it. It wasn't like fake. It's like opened up a big door, and then we walked in. And I was like, oh, this is kick ass, man. Sweet.
Hell yeah.
So, what is it about your place? Like a special feature? Like I said, maybe you put it in, maybe you bought the house with it already in. I asked this because a woman in Northern England named Julie, doesn't really matter what her name is, but she's selling her house, and it's in the news because it's got a ball pit for adults. Those ball pits you see, like McDonald's play place or something, you know, other, where your kids jump in the balls and disappear. It's actually the opposite of how they started. They jumped out of the balls and appeared. She added it as a birthday gift to herself. She sounds fun. It's one of the bedrooms that she converted, and she and her friends often hang out in it and sip champagne in the adult ball pit.
Oh, my God.
She said whoever buys the place will probably get rid of the ball pit, but if they have kids, maybe not. And the rest of the house is lovely and very adult, and the list price is over $1 million. But she put a ball pit in her house. So is there something, some feature about your house that is like, that's different and cool, awesome? I mean, I bought a house once because the bar was in the center of the house. Everything just revolved around it. Like,
that makes
it
sense.
It was the very center, and so at three sides on it. Kind of, I mean, almost, well, it's like Cheers is more of a four-sided bar, but kind of like that. My house was built like Cheers.
It's like an Applebee's.
Where you'd walk in the front door, and there was the bar. Yeah. And, hey, you know, the living room is here, so there's like the TV room, and then the bar, and then that TV above the bar. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Why nice little home in Burbank.
You'd have people come over, they'd get their
home. My family got
bigger.
If I'd never had a family, I'd still be there today. It was a fantastic home.
On a corner lot.
But yeah, a lot of you, like when you're going house shopping, it's like one house beat another house for some reason. Mm-hmm. Was it that particular feature? You're like, let's go ahead and get this. So what about your own homes? 818-955-2955, or try to sell us on what you have in your house, and we'll see who has the most sellable odd feature.
I just had
besides yours being black mold in the ceiling now.
Oh, no, that's all cleared up, Frank. It'll be fine. It's hot enough where he thinks it'll dry. It'll be fine. But I had the I guess they call it kick lighting, but lighting put in underneath all the cabinetry and underneath the island. But what I had him do is, and it's all on remote. Basically, I can have a disco party. My house is gonna look like it's gonna be a hell of a place to have a party. Although there will,
but you never have parties. Why would you put in a disco house?
I'll have to take a video of it later for maybe next week in my observations. I'll show you when it's all kind
of multicolored, like it could be like flashy,
and it's all underneath. So the bottom of the island, all
like
the lights
accent
that hit the
light.
Thing.
Yeah,
correct.
So your cabinets look like they have neon.
Yes, I can do any color, and then I can do the strobe, and it, and I mean, it looks like
will
I had
it match music. If you put music on, will
yes,
it match?
Oh yes, I had it all on. I had it all done, and I was like, oh man.
But that seems like it'd be much more expensive than just this the plain white underlighting, as opposed to going with, let's go full on disco lights.
No, he asked. He goes, do you want like a like an amber? Do you want a what? And I go, well, what are my options? And he said, we can do this, but there wasn't really a price difference. It was just what you like. And I go, yeah, let's do that. And so last night I had it on, and it was instant. And I was like, this place looks like a great place to have a party.
Speaking of disco house, like I think I saw this online. Like this girl was visiting her brother's house, who does silly stuff like this, and he turned one of his rooms into a giant mirror ballroom, where every wall has those mirrored squares on it, and so you put a light in there, then you're inside the ball.
You're in the disco ball.
Yeah, you're in the disco ball.
That's awesome.
That would be cool. I don't know if I'd buy the place for that, but that is a good feature to go to
a party.
Yeah, when you're having a party. People have had speakers underwater in their pool where you could go underwater and still hear the music.
How that works, I have no idea. No.
Mm-mm. Sound travels faster.
All right, let's see. We got Vicky. Hey, Vicky.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So what
good morning, guys.
Special feature do you have in your house?
Well, when me and my husband bought our first home, we noticed something in the closet in the bedroom, and what it was a two-way mirror leading into the bathroom.
Ooh.
So we thought that was kind of weird. It was right at the toilet, though. I thought that was kind of strange.
So if you were in the closet, there was a...
You just pulled a piece of wood out of the way, and you could see right into the bathroom.
But if I'm looking, I'm looking what I think is into a mirror, but on the other side, sort of like an interrogation room.
Yes.
Right, yeah, it's
Totally two-way mirror.
But it's to the person sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, they
don't know.
Is this the master toilet, or is this a guest toilet?
It's a guest toilet.
Oh! You moved into Pervo House.
Yeah, Pervo House. And we were just shocked. We were like, oh my gosh!
So you were redoing the closet, and that's when you discovered this little hatch?
Yeah, just pulled this piece of wood. What is that piece of wood? Why is it hooked on there? But you could just slide it out, and then we were like, oh my gosh.
All right,
Vicky, could not believe it.
You stay and hold. You're in the running for best house feature. You got a two-way mirror for the guest toilet.
Oh,
best
my gosh.
818-955-2955. You want to call about your special feature that you maybe put in your home or you found or whatever it might be while you bought the house. But we got the Halloween Horror Nights tickets as well for caller 40. My last 840 pair. 30 Cat Ron has a cool indoor feature. Hey, 30 Cats.
Hi, guys.
What do you got?
Yeah, I've got a 400-gallon pond built in my den and a 20-foot-long river that runs through the den, and you go between the dining room, into the den, over a bridge.
What?
You have a pond in your house?
Yep, for the past 30-plus years.
Do you have koi fish or something in it?
We've had koi, carp right now,
but he has 30 cats, so no fish anymore.
Strange fish. Hell, we've had the piranha in it. We've had all kinds of fish in there. We used to have 2-foot-long catfish in there.
I need a
middle
picture.
Of the night. You'd hear them jump out and flopping around on the stone floor. You got to get up and go pick them up, throw them back in.
That's insanity.
Run.
So is this thing normally outside and the addition basically just built around the outside pond?
No, this is all a permanent structure that I built and put in the house when I built the den.
I'm sure that was permitted.
I tried. This is a 30-long-year war waged with the city. They finally dropped the issue and swept me under the carpet.
All right. Stay on hold, 30 Cats. Okay, he's got a indoor pond with a bridge and a river. Oh.
Impressive.
That is impressive. And we also have a two-way mirror on the guest toilet. All right, that's what we're going for right now. Anybody else have any special features? Heidi's got disco kitchen.
Well, I kind of, I mean, it's not as cool as an indoor pond river.
Yeah, what do you got?
So in my backyard, there is like a rock structure that was like a waterfall kind of a thing. And it only goes maybe halfway from the back of the yard to the middle of the yard. But for whatever reason, they decided that they wanted to make it look like it ran the entire length of the property. So they put rocks
Yeah.
It made it look like a stream that came from this water
fountain. Dry bed?
Yeah. And it goes all the way from the back of my house to the front of my house, and it serves absolutely no purpose. It looks like a rock stream, but it doesn't do anything except for collect water from when it slightly rains or from
Well, that'd be awesome. Then you do have a stream running through your yard.
But then a waterfall.
Mosquitoes. It doesn't run anywhere. Like, the water doesn't go anywhere. So it just kind of like...
stagnant.
So you have a fake rock bed, a stream in your yard.
Yeah, which it's completely pointless. Completely
pointless. We got Ernie on the phone. Hey, Ernie.
Ernie. How are you, Frank? What's going on, Frank?
Guess what, Ernie?
Hello, how do you Frank?
Yeah, we're here, Ernie.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
Oh, Ernie.
I told you to guess, Ernie.
You got to guess.
Let me see. Did I win the tickets?
Yes, you got the 4-pack to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Go out there and get scared to death.
Thank you, guys. Shout out to all the cement truck drivers out there. Hearing you guys every day.
Thank you. Thanks for being a part of. Thanks for being a part of the mix. Stay on hold. As far as, like I said, Nathan has a special feature. So far, Vicky has a two-way mirror that she discovered in one of her closets, a little panel that would move, and you could see through the mirror in the guest bathroom that was aiming right at the guest toilet. So someone did that on purpose so they could spy on their guest taking. Ooze.
So creepy.
30 Cat Ron has an indoor pond with a stream and a bridge you can walk over, and he has to keep catfish in it. maybe it's 30 Catfish Ron. I didn't realize I didn't realize it was to what kind of cats they were. Hello, Nathan.
Good morning.
What's that special feature you have in your house?
So I have a spiral staircase that has like a slide attached to the side of it. That's also like a spiral slide. So it's pretty cool. I mean, of course, we've done it ourselves, but it's mostly for our kids and our nieces and nephews.
Oh.
That is awesome.
Sounds amazing.
I mean, as a kid, to go over to your house, to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go.
I just have the spiral slide from upstairs.
And you know those, like, those slides that at the fairs where you put your, a sack on your legs to go down the slide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you really want to take off, and we have a couple of those, too, and that thing flings you.
If you showed up at the house in shorts, you're like, can I get one of the bags, the sacks?
Yeah, exactly. Or just if you want to catch more speed.
Where do you end up? In the living room? Or are you like sliding across the kitchen floor right to breakfast?
It's right there in the living room. It's right in the middle.
That's
right in the middle of the kitchen.
Well, obviously, you sent other stuff down there, like dirty laundry. It's like they just throw their laundry down the spiral.
Yes, actually, yes. And it's very helpful. But the only thing I would say the negative is that, you know, when the kids come over, they're just running up and down, so it's like the noisy upstairs neighbors of just stomping all day long. So it's like, oh, my God, take it easy, kids.
Right, back up the stairs and back down and back
all
up
right,
the stairs.
All right, we get it. You like the slide. All right, thank you. Stay on hold, Nathan. You're in the ring. So a spiral slide around a spiral staircase. That is pretty cool. Mm. Mine's totally lame. My special feature is that every bathroom is the same. Now, if you go into any other home that I've ever been in, people have different bathroom like styles, whether it be the vanity or the tile or the shower head or like the fixtures, whatever it might be. Every bathroom, like there's the guest bathroom and there's the master. It's like there's not one thing that's conformed throughout. Every one of my bathrooms is the same. Vanities, everything. It's like the tile. It's everything in my house is the same.
Huh.
Exactly the same. Even matching going into the kitchen, everything is exactly the same.
The bathroom layout is exactly the same, so the sink.
But your floors
are
the same. Your fixtures, your sink,
the same, mirrors the same. The shower is the same. The shower curtains are the same.
That would freak me out.
The toilets are the same. Everything is exactly the same.
Oh, you got to change it up a little bit.
You got to paint.
My house.
You're at the beach.
There is conform throughout.
Yeah, you need the shell theme.
Yeah,
everything. No.
What is a shell theme?
Nautical. You love nautical. You love a mermaid. You love mermaids. You love the ocean. You got a tattoo.
I do have a picture of a painted kelp on the wall. I did. I bought a picture from somebody who does that. She's fantastic. I was like, my God, that looks so real. And I live at the beach. I'll get this painted kelp.
You got to stop going this far.
That's lame. I mean, as far as a feature goes, I mean, but I don't notice that in anyone else's home.
It might help when you get dementia one day. Yeah. You'll be like, yeah, everything's, I know I'm in the right spot. It looks like this. I guess I'm okay. Yeah. Mm. Nothing's freaking you out.
Hmm. I mean, not that I have many bathrooms because I rent a one-bedroom apartment, but my one bathroom is kind of the feature that got us into this apartment.
Yeah,
because it's got cool old tile, like it's like an old seafoam green tile motif.
Did you live at the beach?
Exactly what you're talking about.
But
like that minty green color,
it had character to it. So it was like of all the places we were looking when we were apartment hunting, and like most of the places are just kind of like out of the box, generic. You know, you get a
painted white.
Yeah, boom, it's just plain looking. Redone, this place had a really cool vibe to it. You know, old tile. It's an old, you know,
like halfway up the wall.
Craftsman style. Yeah, halfway up the wall. Yeah. White tile. The whole bed of the tub. Green.
Yeah, that'll do it. It could just take one thing.
Accent.
You
just
be
one
there,
little accent piece. Mm-hmm. Got us in.
Rick, what is the special feature of your house?
Okay, so we bought a house in Lake Havasu, weekend house, and we discovered an underground marijuana grow that had been abandoned. But it was an eight ballast, eight lights underneath there. All the plants were dead. But, yeah, we just saw a hole in a shed in the back, and so I dropped one of my kids in there to go see what it was. And she's like, Dad, there's a bunch of dead plants in there. And so I crawled down there, and, yeah, it was a full-on grow underneath the house.
My God, Rick, that's awesome.
Like, that's so weird.
And that wasn't in the listing.
No, it definitely wasn't. This was definitely not a professional
great
hole.
Great for gardening.
Yeah, that's why I dropped the kid in there.
Yeah, right.
Get in there and see what's down there, kid.
Yeah, I got other kids. I only got one, me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when they found out which one you liked the least. Get down there,
actually,
kid.
That one's actually my favorite.
Oh,
I trust her.
All right, stay on hold. All right, so now we got to purchase a house.
Oh, damn.
Do we purchase Vicky's house that has a two-way mirror from a closet that looks at the guest bathroom toilet? Do we buy 30 Cat Ron's house who has an indoor pond with a stream, a 20-foot stream, and a bridge that goes over the stream?
Mm-hmm. Homemade, without permits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we buy Rick's house has an underground weed operation in the shed? And Nathan, who has a spiral staircase with a slide connected to it. Which house
this one's kind of easy for me because as cool as the pond in the house would be, I have dogs. I would constantly
take a drink out of it.
Now that I would have wet dogs because they would get in there and then I got a mess everywhere, wet dogs getting on furniture and stuff. So that's out. Even though it would be cool to go to a dinner there or hang out. I think I'm going with the grow house because there's a lot. Oh, yeah. Because there's a lot. You could either continue the grow. You could do that. Or it sounds like you got a nice space. Maybe I build a wine cellar down there.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Underground.
Convert it to a wine cellar grow house.
Extra. Yeah, we could do both. We could split it in half. If you and I bought the place, Frank, you could do halfy-halfy. Vineyard and marijuana grow. Uh-huh.
The lights might heat it up, though. I don't know.
I got to go the grow house, too.
Grow house under the shed.
Extra business.
Yeah. Oh. Right.
Uh-huh.
Just having a secret something. I mean, so basically...
That's
like,
exciting.
So it's either between the two-way mirror for you, because that's secret.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to sound creepy, though.
Right.
Because that was going to be my number one choice.
You know, because at my grandpa's house on my mother's side, they had a basement, and there was like a, you know, that's where the washer and dryer were. There was a shower down there that didn't have a curtain, just a shower head out of the
open
wall.
Stall,
and so
you
go down there and take a shower with the drain on the floor. And one of the bottom drawers upstairs in like this built-in cabinetry in the hallway, you open the bottom drawer and there was a hole cut out and you could see right down to the shower. But that's right next to the sink, the mud sink, and then the washer and dryer. So basically it was just to open that up to go, hey, time for dinner. You know what I mean? Because there was no intercom system. So it wasn't, but it looked right at the shower. It was kind of pervy.
Was this Uncle Jim's house?
No.
Wrong side of the family?
No, same side of the family.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Jim was a carpenter. Maybe he got that.
This
home.
Is what I'm worried about now.
That was sent.
You should go shower,
laundry.
Frankie.
That was to send laundry down, wasn't it?
We had to throw laundry down.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it up. Was. It wasn't a perv hole. So anyway. Sorry, Grandpa. All right. So, grow house, two-way mirror, or 30 Cat Ron already hung up, so he can't win.
Yeah, I'm going slide. Spiral staircase with a slide. Yeah.
Spiral slide.
I'd be using that thing. That seems like fun.
Yep, slide.
Emo spiral slide.
Slide.
Slide, slide, slippity slide.
Hey.
Yeah, slide, I want that.
Slide.
Oh, okay.
Who sings that slide, slide, slippity slide song?
Coolio.
Coolio!
Oh, Craig Johnny, it. Your buddy.
Craig Coolio. It. All right. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
You won.
Woohoo!
Let's go.
If you slide, slide, slippity slide. All right. What do you want? Do you want to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra? That's what I got. Or do you want to go?
Any chance for Horror Nights?
I no chance for that. I got OC Rewind Fest, though. You live down there near HB?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Let me just give you a pair of tickets to that. OC Rewind Fest, Saturday, September 27th. It's a big 80s
thing.
Thank you. Craft beers, Wahoo's tacos. That's what you're getting, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Stan Hold. Yeah, mine's lame. All my bathrooms are the same.
Yeah.
I got nothing, no like special feature that's cool.
I thought you had like a whole wall that was like one solid wood like panel or something.
No, my
slab.
I have wood paneling that is just one big, I mean, every wall.
It's just wood slab?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's kind of cool.
That's cool. I mean, I have like wood paneling, but there's but there's no seams. There's no like those seams in wood paneling. It's just all my walls are wood.
Well, that's leave with grain. That's cool.
All right, not the matching bathrooms.
You can leave that off.
Okay.
Yeah, I put the wood slab walls.
Oh, I did. I have an outdoor sauna.
Okay, now we're talking.
That I built a platform for. So there's like a three-step platform.
We're getting
doing
somewhere.
Outdoor sauna. Huh.
Yeah.
That has kick lighting. I can make a disco sauna.
I got a guy.
No, it already has. It already has. I can change the color of lights. It's disco sauna.
Oh yeah.
170 degrees, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hottest place to be.
That's right.
Sauna.
I should have gone with disco sauna.
Hottest place to be.
My bathroom's all match. That's dumb.
Disco island and disco sauna. I mean, we're killing the game.
We're just crank it. All right, we're gonna take a break. Coming right back. I got some more prizes, but I got to get the fake out coming up. Let's keep it here. Friday and Frank. Life is a bitch
and then you die. This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.